From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Monitors say Syrian forces backed by Russian air power pounded targets in the eastern sector of Aleppo on Monday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had confirmed the deaths of 15 civilians in five eastern neighborhoods and said it expected the death toll to rise. Syrian and Russian troops and allied Shiite Hezbollah militants have advanced into key northeastern Aleppo neighborhood that had been held by the rebels for the past 4 years. At the United Nations, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power said monitors had confirmed the deaths of 289 people in eastern Aleppo in the past 6 days.
Now, I know right now, today, with wind at their backs, these individuals feel impunity. So, though, did Slobodan Milosevic, Charles Taylor, and countless war criminals before them.
Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy Stephen O'Brien told the UN Security Council that Syrian-Russian airstrikes on civilian infrastructure are violations of humanitarian law. And speaking for the Russian Federation, Vladimir Safronkov accused the West of hypocrisy and putting the whole world, he says, into a tribunal. An earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima Prefecture in Japan on Tuesday. Authorities issued a tsunami warning and advised coastal residents to find higher ground. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake struck 10 kilometers underground. The death toll from a train derailment in India rose to 142 Monday morning after rescue workers completed the search for bodies trapped in the rubble. Rescue workers pulled more than 220 injured people from the wreckage of the derailed passenger train. This is VOA News.